Good day, everyone. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that if a person is goizel etzim b'sikach b'hem, if you steal wood and you use it as schach, even though it's a sukkah gezula, but ein lo ela d'mei etzim b'van, which means that you do not have to return the wood that you stole, your yaitz of the mitzvah with it, but you have to pay back the money. You don't have to give back the actual wood, and that's because of takanas ha-shavim, takanas ha-marish. Chazal said that we're not going to make you take the wood out of your sukkah and give it back, because then people are not going to want to do tshuva and not going to want to return it. Therefore, we're makel that you could keep the wood, use it as your schach, and just pay back the damim, pay back the money to the nigzal. And the Gemara says later on that hani mili begay shiva. This is only if the person comes and wants it back in the middle of sukkahs, during sukkahs. That's when you don't have to give back the actual wood. You can give back the money of alabasa shiva. But after yamtiv, if the guy wants his wood back, then it's not a big deal to take apart your sukkah. Hadar beine, then you have to give back the actual wood. Unless it's chibur betina, unless you connected it with some type of tina, then even la'acha shiva, you not have to give it back. That's basically the maskana of the Gemara. Now the Gemara brings down over here, Pelde Gemaisa. It says that there is a hisafta, there is an elderly woman, the asayla kameda Rav Nachman, who came from Rav Nachman, Amrlei, and she said to him, she complained that the Reish Galusa and all the Rabbanan are sitting in a sukkah gezula. In other words, she accused all the Rabbanan of stealing her wood and making a sukkah out of it. So she said that to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman ignored her. So and then she started screaming. Still, Rav Nachman ignored her. And then she went out and she said to Rav Nachman, avdi, a woman who her father used to own 313 avadim, is screaming in front of you, and you're ignoring her. How could you ignore such a woman, such a chashuva father? Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to his talmidim, to the bezin, was there a pa'isa hida? This woman is a pa'isa. She's a, Rashi says, kailana. She's a screamer. She yells. A hallower. And ain lo ela d'mei etzim b'lvad. All she gets is d'mei etzim. She's not going to get back a wood. She gives back the d'mei etzim. Like the din is, you only give back the d'mei etzim. That's the ma'isa the Gemara brings down. And so, Valdek and ma'isa, what's the pshat? She came to Rav Nachman as the abbez, and she complained that her sukkah was stolen, and Rav Nachman ignored her. Why would he ignore her? Why would he not hear what she has to say? And then finally, after she keeps on screaming, he calls her a pa'isa, a kailanis, one who screams. What's the pshat in the hanhaga of Rav Nachman over here? So there's a beautiful hesber from Reb Chatzkel Abramsky Zatzal, Mamash Amidah Shotayr, a beautiful pshat that he said that's brought down in the Sefer Pnina Ben Yecheskel from Ramesh Mordechai Shulzinger, who said that he heard this hesber from Reb Chatzkel Abramsky many times. Something he used to say over a lot was very chaviv to him. And he explained like this. He said that the Gemara says that this din of takanas hashavim, that you give back the damim, you don't have to give back the wood, that's only begay shiva, only during sukkahs. But if it's after sukkahs, then once sukkahs is over, then you have to take and give back all the wood. But the Ritva speaks out later on in the Gemara that this din, the chilek between before sukkahs and after sukkahs, is not when you actually get the wood back, but it's when the tviya happened, when you came to Bezin. He says, Pirush lo kibel olav hanigzo bebezin ad lebasar achag. If you didn't come to Bezin until after Sukkot, then the halacha is that you're going to get the Dmei Eitzim, then you get the actual wood back. But if you came to Bezin during Sukkot, if the Tviya in front of Bezin happened during Sukkot, even if you didn't get it back until after Sukkot, but still we don't give you the wood, we give you the Dmei Eitzim. So the Ritva is being Mechadish, then when the Gemara makes a schog between before Sukkot and after Sukkot, it doesn't mean that you have to actually get it back during Sukkot, but even if you didn't get it back during Sukkot, but you just went to Bezin, you filed your complaint on Sukkot, and you said that I want my sukkah back, that it's stolen, if the complaint was filed during Sukkot at a time it's part of the sukkah, the psak is you only get back to my etzim. I'm sorry, even if the ma'isa, by the time you get it back, it's after Sukkot, it doesn't make a difference, you only get the d'mei etzim and not the etzim. But if you only came to Bezin after Sukkot, then you get back the actual etzim. So Mela zakt, Chatzka Abramsky, he said the Rav Nachman over here was not being insensitive to her, but fakir, he was trying to help her out. He really meant the taivasa, he wanted to help her out, but she didn't realize that. She didn't realize what he was doing. She came to him on sukkahs, and she started screaming that the Rabbanan stole my sukkah, and I want it back. She obviously wanted the actual wood back. She didn't just want the money. She wanted to get back what was stolen from her. And she was complaining. She had a tvi in front of Bezin on sukkahs. Now, if Rav Nachman would have accepted her taina and dealt with it, then it would be locked in, that was a tvi that was that took place during Sukkot, and then she would only get back to May Eitzim, even if you'd wait till after Sukkot. Once the Tviya happened during Sukkot, she only gets back the Damim, not the Eitzim. As the Ritva says, a Tviya that happens during Sukkot, it's Chal and Adin, that you get back the Dmei Eitzim, not the actual Eitzim. So therefore, Nachman wanted to help her out, and he ignored her. He didn't want her taina to be filed in Bezin and shouldn't be considered a tviya. He ignored her, and he was hoping that she'll leave and then come back after Sukkot. So when she comes back after Sukkot, and then she has a taina, then at that point she'll get back the actual etzim, not just the dmei etzim, because after Sukkot you get back the actual etzim. Now she didn't realize what Rav Nachman was doing. She thought of Nachman as just ignoring her, and she kept on screaming more and more and more, and how could you do this? How could you ignore me? Look at who my father was. And eventually, Nachman felt that he can't ignore her anymore, and she sort of forced it to become a tviya of a bezdin on Sukkot. And Mimela, because it became a tviya on Sukkot, so Mimela then is, it only gets a dmei etzim, and that's how Nachman responded, the pa'isa hida. Nachman said, I tried to ignore her, I was hoping she would go away, but she didn't stop screaming, she kept on screaming, which means that her tviya already was chal now, became a tviya bezin during Sukkot, and Mimela ain la dmei etzim bilvad, all she gets is dmei etzim, because once a tviya was filed in Sukkot, then she only gets a damim, and she cannot get the etzim back. So that's the husband. The Gemara Nachman is really meant it l'tayvasa. He wanted to help her out. She should come back after Sukkot. He wasn't trying to ignore Chas v'Shalom. She didn't realize it. She kept on screaming, and because of that, she ended up losing out and only got back the Dmei Etzim. And Chatzim Ramsey used to say from here that you see a lesson in Emunas Chachamim. Sometimes you go to a Gadol, a Talmid Chacham, and he does something you don't understand, and you think, you know, why is he doing this? Why isn't he doing what I want? And you think it's to your detriment, but really it's a taivaska, and really if you're mekabel what they say at that point, it will end up being l'taiv, but if you fight it and you don't accept it, then chas v'shalom it could backfire and end up being worse, and that's the limud from Reb Nachman over here. He meant the l'taivaska, but since she was a mekabelit, she ended up taka with ein la ela d'mei etzim bilvad.